Let's take geography, for example. I used to hate that subject at school. I got the lowest grade, grade 9 at O-level. But I wish I was back at school now. Let's talk about countries and capitals. Now, the idea is to make a link between the country and its capital. For instance, the Philippines' capital is Manila. Now, how would you make a connection there? Well, I think a friend of mine called Philip pining because he's a man that's ill. Philip pines, man ill. Well, it's a little bit far-fetched, but there is definitely a chain of links there. All right, let's have a look at the capital of Switzerland. The capital of Switzerland is Bern or Berni. So imagine the Swiss have come up with some new ritual. They stand at the top of the mountain and expose a bare knee as they're yodeling. Now, it's a quick, immediate association. Just a reminder, the three keys of memory are association, imagination, location. The capital of Switzerland is Bernay. So it's a little bit like an old Monty Python sketch, seeing a guy at the top of a snow-capped mountain bearing one knee, yodeling. And that's another thing that you should use, humour. We tend to return, or we want to return, to happy memories. If you make connections attractive in the process, in other words, you're producing happy juice in your brain, you've got more chance of returning to them later. Okay, the capital of Afghanistan is Kabul. Well, imagine that all the cars are driven by bulls. Get inventive. There's always a link if you allow your mind to find one. Let's take New Zealand. The capital of New Zealand is Wellington. Now, if you look at a map of New Zealand, by a little stretch of the imagination, if you were to turn New Zealand upside down, it could look like the shape of a Wellington. And sometimes that's all you need to go on. The capital of Australia is Canberra, not Sydney. Again, by a little stretch of the imagination, if you look at the map of Australia, it vaguely looks like the shape of a camera. Here's another one. The capital of Grenada, St. George's. So what do you think of? When I hear the name St. George's, I think of George slaying a dragon. But this time, he's got modern weaponry. He's using a grenade. Grenada, St. George's. Okay, let's have a look at the American states. Again, just allow yourself to find a link. Try to make the connections fairly immediate. Use all the tools available to you. Use your senses, imagination, exaggeration, humour, sex if you like, colour, movement, sight, sound, smell, taste and touch. Okay, it doesn't matter if you already know what the capital is. I'm going to give you one now. The capital of Mississippi is Jackson. Now to me, it's a straightforward connection there. I imagine seeing Michael Jackson wading through the Mississippi, trying to get to the other side. Okay? The capital of New York, Albany. Again, I tried to pick out a feature. So, to me, I think of the Statue of Liberty. But this time, I imagine the Statue of Liberty with long, flowing auburn hair. It's not exactly Albany, but it's just enough to trigger the name. New York, Auburn, New York, Albany. Another one, Kentucky. The capital is Frankfort. Well, Kentucky, I think of Kentucky Fried Chicken. But this time they've run out of chicken, so they've opted for Frankfurters. Again, I've got an association there. I think of my local Kentucky Fried store. The capital of Utah is Salt Lake City. Now, a connection that comes to mind straight away. Imagine being told that you had to tar the entire area of Salt Lake City. Utah, Salt Lake City. Now, obviously, with some of these states and capitals, you've got to get a little bit more inventive. Take South Dakota. The capital of South Dakota is Pierre. Now, to me, when I hear South Dakota, I think of those presidential carvings, Mount Rushmore, the monument there. So this time, picture a pier jutting out from the carvings. And put yourself there. See yourself coming out on this pier. Immerse yourself in the scene. South Dakota, Pierre. Now, for the little time that it takes, if you just create images like that, you're never going to forget them. And, of course, you're engaging the whole of your brain. Your right brain is suddenly involved. It's become active in the learning process. We'll be looking at the individual functions of the left and the right hemisphere in the advanced section of this course. Let's take another one. Montana and Helena. Helena is the capital. Well, I don't really know Montana. I can't think of a place connected with it. But I know the name Helena. She used to be an old girlfriend of mine. So I imagine her playing the card game Montana Red Dog. Now I've got a connection. I've bridged the gap. I once had to do a TV show in Scotland, and they issued a challenge to me. They gave me somebody from the audience. They said, can you teach this guy how to memorize the American states? And I said, well, we'll give it a go. So I fed to him all 50 American states and their capitals, and we were given about 25 minutes to do it. Went back on set. It was live, and they started rolling the cameras, and this guy just went through every single state. I couldn't believe it. He wasn't supposed to do that in 25 minutes. So I wonder how fast you can wade through the American states. Do you remember the old-fashioned way where you had to keep repeating information? Well, with this method, you can go right through all 50. Okay, you might get a few wrong, but you judge for yourself. How much faster is this method? Okay, let's test you. What's the capital of Mississippi? Got the image? Michael Jackson. What's the capital of New York? Think of the Statue of Liberty. Albany. Capital of Kentucky? Frankfurt. Now, what happened at South Dakota? With the monument, it's a pier, that's it. Montana. Helena. Still got those countries? What's the capital of Switzerland? Berne. And Afghanistan? Kabul. Now, again, all the time you're doing this, in a sense, you're oiling the memory machine. You're exercising creativity. You're allowing your imagination to do what it's best at doing, being highly inventive. You're freeing up the mechanism by which memory works, association. And it's starting to get faster. Not only are you exercising your memory so that it becomes more efficient in so many ways, you're also becoming smarter because you're gaining knowledge. Now, associations are starting to get automatic. Sometimes it's so fast that you don't even know how you've come up with an association. For example, this happened to me with Maine and Augusta. I suddenly thought of lion. Maine made me think of lion's mane. August, I thought of the star sign, Leo. So now I've got the connection, bingo. Leo, the lion.